Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Remember when Al did a brief stint at NEW when we were there? He was going to try to get his own show.
You did a brief stint too.
You guys both did brief stints.
Well, you said he did a brief stint.
While we were there.
You also did a brief stint.
He did a brief on-air stint while we were there.
Really? Well, that's where the podcast began.
Yes, but he decided he did like a puker.
What does that mean?
Al?
Puker means not good.
You know those broadcast pukers. Well, okay, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Right, broadcast voice.
Well, back then, that's what they were doing on WNEW, the old rock jocks.
That's right.
Like Harris Allen.
I did not know that.
That's a clip.
I didn't get the sense Harris was like that.
He was.
Oh, and a puker.
A puker.
That's what Al said.
So, Al, you were a puker for how long did you get the show for? A day or two?
It did not last long.
Oh.
He did one show.
Oh, the Beatles.
I would do that.
Tonight, the Knicks are home for the Wizards. The Nets are in Orlando. Georgetown did introduce Patrick Ewing as their new head coach. And a very interesting question, because he hasn't been a coach at the college level. And recruiting was a question. It's a long clip, but I like it, especially towards the end. He was asked specifically, how are you going to go out and get players?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to put around myself a great staff who has the ability to go out and recruit and teach me all the things I need to know until I get up to speed in terms of recruiting. But I don't see anything different. It's all about going out and selling your program, and I think that I'm a great salesman.
No, there you go.
Well, there you go. Good for him. You know, I'm just so happy for him. I really am. I mean, I would have liked to have seen him had a shot at the Knicks job one of these years, but I knew that was never going to happen.
Well, maybe it will be.
It's kind of like the way he left here, and it was not good. You know, you went to go play for Seattle and all that crap. It was just, the whole thing was ugly, and who knows what the hell that was all about.
Here's a breaking news story.
Good for him, though.
It apparently happened overnight. We're just learning about it now, because that's how things roll around here. The internet's not working well. Clint Frazier tweeted out that he appreciates the call from Susan Wolman and her apology.
Really?
For suggesting that he asked about wearing Mickey Mantle's number.
All right, well, good. There you go.
And he squashed it.
Everything's nice.
So she did reach out.
Good for her.
She did apologize. She should probably come on the Midday Show today and apologize on the air as well.
Where do you think she got that from? Do you think she mixed it up or something? Or?
No, I don't know. Somebody was probably messing around, and she heard it and took it as gospel and had a chance to, let me tell you a breaking story.
She should come on the Midday Show and go, I screwed that up. It was Aaron Judge asking for it.
Yeah, right.
So there you go. So that's over then.
So, but there's the acknowledgement that he never asked for Mickey Mantle's number.
Right. So that story is over.
It's a good question. Like, where do you get that from?
Well, someone around the team told her. But she ain't making that up.
Nope.
That's appropriate right there. Time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by Resorts World Casino New York City with over 5,500 games and the highest payouts anywhere. They've got more right next door.
Moment of the Day!
So, as we just got a preview, Boomer's off tomorrow. He will enjoy a nice weekend in Canada. He's going to play some hockey, go to a meaningless Ranger game. Early this morning, just like right now, he seemed like he had already checked out.
They're just not going up there and swinging.
Oh, fair enough.
Well, Gary Sanchez is 1-14, right? So he's struck out 3 times. I don't know. You know, maybe he's not long for
maybe
the tool.
Maybe you want to take a nap?
Maybe I do. Okay.
Yankees are off today.
That was like a yawn, you're right. I mean, you're about done. That was one of those, all right, good seeing you, fellas. I got a trip to Ottawa. Yeah. That wasn't like a yawn, like I'm waking up yawn. That was a I'm done yawn. The full body stretch, the whole thing.
Moment of the day?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yankee. I wish.
There you go. Right now, moment of the day.
Okay. Good, Jerry.
Have a great weekend.
Good job.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.